Good morning, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. It is Thursday, October 13th, and today's audio version is of the post, Hungry, Hungry Humans Balance the Energy Budget by Cutting Inflammation, Maybe. Humans are unusually fuel-hungry critters, burning through our calories faster than any other primate by far. The old assumption, which was dominant for decades, was that Homo sapiens uses energy at roughly the same rate as all animals. Why not? We are animals, after all. But this is a reasonable assumption proved to be wrong when finally checked, which happened surprisingly recently. It was done by evolutionary anthropologist Hermann Pontzer. In fact, humans need quite a lot of fuel. It's probably because of all the brains. Brains are expensive to run. Pontzer et al. Used the most newfangled methods to measure energy usage in people of all ages, 8 days old to 95 years old. Here's some highlights. Toddlers are the metabolic champs. They hit about 50% more energy burning than the average adult. The power hunger declines to adult levels by about the age of 20. After 20, metabolic demand remains relatively stable for a long time. Slow declines, but only slow and for a good 40 years. This happens even during pregnancy, meaning it's relatively low and stable, even during pregnancy. Pregnancy is not the metabolic, you know, kick in the afterburners that people assume it is. Preggers, ladies actually don't burn much more than anyone else, which is interesting. In the seventh decade, if we're lucky enough to get that far, larger declines in calorie burning start to kick in. So that's all very interesting, but mostly useless to us, just fun facts. But there is another result here that might be a little bit more consequential, a speculative but really interesting and promising reason to be as active as possible. Balancing the energy budget. So Homo sapiens is also amazingly good at balancing the energy budget, keeping the total cost surprisingly consistent over time. We are good enough at that that the extra activity may not burn anywhere near as many extra calories as we would like to think that it does. So you ramp up your exercise and your energy expenditure, and you'd think that that would result in, you know, proportionate increase in how many calories we burn. And it doesn't. If we regularly burn extra fuel for exercise, our clever biology starts to cut back on some other metabolic expenses. This does not mean that the exercise is futile. It is still a valuable part of any weight loss plan, for instance, for all kinds of reasons, despite some foolish hype to the contrary. This does not mean that exercise is pointless. It takes a while, first of all, right? You've got to exercise quite a bit to convince your body to start reducing its metabolic expenditures elsewhere. That efficiency isn't, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. So that's a key point. But anyone who has counted calories, we all know all too well how much harder it is to get rid of calories than it is to shovel them into our pie holes in the first place. And this new data means that the deck is even more stacked against us than we thought, at least some. So the body tends to actually reduce overall metabolic spending the better to afford extra exercise over time. That budgeting adjustment is very cool and not especially controversial as far as I know, although saying that, it's like casting a magic spell that summons an expert to put me in my place. Experto correctium. It's good to know, but all of this is still just set up for the most intriguing idea. So where do we cut these metabolic expenses? Where does that come from in the energy budget? Things get more speculative here when we curiously ask where exactly those metabolic spending cuts happen. What expenses are dropped? What precisely is sacrificed the better to afford exercise with? And that is the point of this post. This is where all this all maybe plugs into the world of pain science. Pontzer speculates, as quoted by Gibbons, "I think we're going to find these adjustments lower inflammation, lower our stress reaction. We do it to make the energy books balance. Now, that is quite a thought. Is Ponsar nuts? Nope. This is not an especially radical idea. It is an interesting guess, however. And it would be a tidy new way of explaining why exercise is generally such good medicine, because it may cut back on systemic inflammation, which is roughly synonymous with immune function. Needing fuel for exercise may reduce how seriously the body takes stress, how much energy we invest in maintaining better safe than sorry levels of immune system activity, activity that we can, in fact, live without. We start exercising more, there's more demand for energy, the body says, what can we cut back on? We don't have to be this spendy on the immune system. That's the idea. Now, at the time that I first wrote this, and while it sat in my drafts folder for a while, this was the end. But while it sat in my drafts folder, Ponsar's team published results of an experiment that tested that hypothesis. Very nice timing. They did a big health info database analysis looking for the long-term relationship between exercise and inflammation. They report a signal: sustained daily physical activity linked to reductions in several major biomarkers for systemic inflammation, including C-reactive protein, the infamous CRP, which is high in most inflammatory diseases, and white blood cells and a variety of others. They also confirmed reduced metabolic activity with long-term exercising. So, no longer just an interesting idea. The interesting idea is now also at least partially evidence-based and directly relevant to chronic pain, which is clearly often more of a biological problem than a problem of biomechanical strain and injury. For those who can, exercise is probably excellent medicine for chronic pain, both for this reason and a raft of others together. So it's, you know, it's not like we're going way out on a limb telling people you should exercise. This is an additional reason. In addition to the ones we already know, this is another fascinating reason why regular exercise is probably good medicine for chronic pain.